Israeli authorities, meanwhile, are under mounting criticism over their 50-day offensive on the impoverished Gaza Strip last summer. Now, a rights group has accused Tel Aviv of violating the rules of war, as the majority of Palestinians killed during the assault were women, children, and the elderly.
The Israeli human rights group B'Tselem has questioned the legality of Israel's policy of targeting Palestinian homes during its latest war in the Gaza Strip. It says Israel violated international law by backing a policy of bombing houses that resulted in mass civilian casualties. B'Tselem says the targeting of homes led to the deaths of more than 600 Palestinians in the 70 attacks that it examined. Among the dead were 93 children under the age of five. But what could be the justification for targeting women and children?
We know that this has always been historically, by all aggressors, a justification for ethnic cleansing. And this has always been the objective of Israel.
The research by B'Tselem follows hard on the heels of a recent report by Physicians for Human Rights Israel that has strongly criticized the Israeli military's disregard for civilians during the 50-day war. The report indicates that the Israeli military did not give sufficient warnings for civilians to evacuate residential areas ahead of attacks. Palestinian authorities are now pressing ahead with their attempt to join the International Criminal Court as a way to seek justice for nearly 2,200 Palestinians killed by Israel during the 50-day war. Tel Aviv is now doing all it can to thwart the Palestinian bid to join the tribunal amid fears that the membership could bring war crime charges against Israeli authorities. But analysts say more needs to be done against Israel.
What needs to happen is sanctions. There has to be a penalty imposed upon Israel. And the only ones that can do this are the powerful nations of the world, as they appear in the Security Council of the UN, the permanent members.
Although the United States, as a veto-wielding member of the UN Security Council, has so far been reluctant to take action against its close ally Israel, it remains to be seen if Tel Aviv would ultimately have to pay for the war crimes it has committed against Palestinians.